The Daily.
Welcome back to the show. 29 minutes past 5 o'clock here on TRE Talk Radio Europe. I'm delighted I'm joined by three beautiful women in the studio. Good afternoon. How are you all?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's really nice for me because sometimes I'm not being funny to the other companies that come in, but they're not as good looking. So it's good to have you guys.
We can come tomorrow again.
Right, I'm just going to introduce you all. So we've got, and I'm hoping I'm saying this right, Shmada.
Kahana.
And you're Israeli, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I said to you off air, I want to go to Israel, so I'll speak to you in a minute. And Heather, so you're from Engel Volkers, and Heather from IMS.
That's me.
Right, yeah. I need to put my arrow in a different place on that piece of paper. And we've got Bianca as well. So, Bianca, you're from Rational.
I'm from Rational FX.
Lovely. So, what we're going to do is, it's a bit of a, if people may ring in, if they ring in, that's fine, 952-78-4000, join in the conversation. We're just going to have a chat about what you guys are doing, because the property in Spain is really taking off at the moment, isn't it? Well, I'll speak to you first. It's really happening, isn't it, Shmada?
It's happening since 3 years. The market is going up. And we had the best year last year by Engel & Völkers in Mabea since 10 years. And our office in Mabea was number one by Engel & Völkers in Spain out of 60 offices. So I'm quite confident about the future of the real estate in Mabea. However, the market changed and the expectations of the buyers change according to what they feel from the market,
right,
with the intention to increase the property because the market is good, forgetting that the buyer came last year because the properties were in a reasonable price on the market. And as soon as we will raise the price, we will not be in competition to other places again. And we will start the same circle again and again. So there is a market, there is a constant demand here in Mabea for good properties and in good locations, but we should not overvalue the market too quickly and start to raise the prices and come to the level before the crash.
And so the prices aren't rising quite quickly yet, but they could do in the future, so it's a good time to buy at the moment.
The best moment started last year, where I bought myself my own property. Yeah. I was waiting also to the market to reach its bottom.
That's what you do. You wait till the estate agent starts buying, and then you think it's a good time to buy.
If they're buying,
it's a good time.
Yeah. However, there are still good properties on the market. The prices are reasonable. If we compare it to other places which are comparable, Mabea is a good place to buy. And it's a healthy market. Mabea have seen demand before. Mabea see demand today, and probably in the future will continue to see demand. However, we have to keep the market on expert level. We have to keep the market on reasonable level. And the most important is to keep professionality on the market, because this is one of the things that killed the market in 2007, where a lot of properties were on the market on extremely prices, without licenses, built on bad qualities. And we had many, many agents on the road that had no clue about the real estate market, had no clue about how a house is built, which what can you do to a house. So I hope that this have changed and we see much more experts on the market.
Yeah. And just tell us briefly, your business works basically with the high-end property, premium price, properties, luxurious properties. Is that what you're focusing on?
Engel & Völkers is today the market leader worldwide in mid to high-end properties with over 600 locations worldwide. And we are selling beautiful properties in almost all price ranges. You can find a beautiful, great property in great location like La Morena for $300,000 on the market. It's still Engel & Völkers market. Yeah. We deal with beautiful, nice properties in good locations.
Now, of course, we're going to move on because we're going to talk mortgages next. And so, obviously, are you finding in your side of it, people are getting mortgages? Is that something that you're seeing? Because a few years ago, it seemed almost impossible.
Yeah, today banks are more reasonable in regard of mortgages, and they are checking the background of the buyer, and if the buyer is reliable, he can get a mortgage. Mm. He can get easily a mortgage of 50%.
Okay, that's where you come in, Heather, because we're going to be chatting about mortgages. Just tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay, well, we're an independent mortgage advice company. So we sit, if you like, in between the client and the bank. We understand the client's situation, their circumstances, what they're looking for, and then recommend the most suitable product and the most suitable lender. At the moment, for a non-fiscal resident of Spain, so somebody who doesn't pay their taxes in Spain, maximum loan to value is 70%, and that will be 70% of the purchase price or the value of the property, whichever is the lower. Mm. And at that end, interestingly enough, just this year, one of the banks have launched a new product for purchases over 400,000, which has the lowest margins that we've seen in many, many years. So a few years ago, margins above Euribor were 1.25%. And in the last few years, that's been much more like 3.5-4% above the Euribor. But for purchases over 400, there is now a product with a first-year fixed rate of 3% and then 2% above Euribor, specifically aimed at the type of clients that Engel and Volkers may have.
Okay, what about, just quickly, what about on the lower end of scale, if somebody's looking at maybe €100,000 mm-hmm, property? Mm-hmm. I'm putting myself in this position because at the moment I'm renting. In the next few years I'm definitely going to have to buy. Mm-hmm. What do I physically need to walk into an office to prove that I can get a mortgage in this day and age?
Okay. The most crucial documents, whatever nationality you are, is your tax returns, which can sometimes make it a little bit difficult for perhaps the self-employed who don't draw down the full profits from their company. The banks are most focused on personal tax returns and looking at net incomes. And then the second most crucial part of the evidence is what outgoings do you already have in terms of debts, mortgages, personal loans, car loans, etc. Now, for fiscal residents of Spain, so those people who are actually paying their taxes in Spain, the loan to values are slightly higher at 80% loan to value. And the debt to income ratio, so the percentage of your money, net incomes that are going out on debt payments, can also be slightly higher, so maybe between 40 and 50%. Whereas for non-residents, it's going to be between 30 and 35% debt-to-income ratio.
I'm going to ask you a question. I might put you on the spot a little bit here.
Okay.
We went to buy a car recently and we struggled, and the person at the showroom said the reason why you're struggling to get finance is because you are British. Is that something that you've come across in the industry at all, or is that just probably more unique to the smaller stuff?
Well, I think there is some historic backlash to what happened in Spain during the years sort of 2003 to 2006. Mm. And the British are not necessarily the bank's most favoured applicants at the moment. Now, that doesn't mean that British can't get borrowing, because they can. But there is a focus on perhaps the more Northern Europeans, Scandinavians, Germans, Swiss clients. Because historically the default situation of British people is much higher than the default situation of other nationalities. I think when it comes to somebody who's fiscally resident in Spain, which you are, the problem is that a lot of people came and went. It was a very transient population when things were very good in Spain. A lot of people came to live here, opened businesses, but the minute that it got a little bit tough, these people kind of just walked away. And of course, you know, once they've walked away, the lender has great difficulty in actually ever getting back the debt that is owed. So they're a little bit more cautious, but I think you've been slightly misled. It's not just because you're British. And, you know, I would certainly then go and look at another credit company that was providing credit or another garage.
With the car situation, what's been happening is that foreign people have come in and actually financed the car and drove the car out of the country and never been seen again. So it's like you can't do that with a house. So I think we're okay, right?
A little bit different. Yeah. But there was even with the house, you know, there were a lot of things that went on a few years ago. And I think it's just going to take a little while for that to work its way out of the system. And for all companies that provide credit here to actually want to more aggressively lend again. Mm. Because whilst this year, for the first year in 4 years, banks have lending targets, so that is a real positive. Nevertheless, the lending targets are not at the level they were a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's right or it's wrong, eventually we will start a different cycle again, and banks will be looking to lend, because if you don't lend, you're not really a bank.
Well, that's it. This is the whole thing, isn't it? And so it's looking positive. It's good news so far. So we're going to talk about finance, how we, obviously, if you're going to buy a big property, you know, and you want to bring some money into the country, there's very expensive ways of doing that, but also you're offering a cheaper, more efficient way of doing that.
Yeah, that's correct.
By the way, let me say hi, Bianca. Rational Effects.
Hi. Yeah, we've been going now for around 10 years, but it's surprising how many people aren't aware of the fact that you can use a company like ourselves to save money. About 10 years now, we're fully FCA regulated, and we save up to normally around up to 3% on what the banks will charge you to send your money back or bring it over here. We have offices in London, that's our main office. We have an office here in San Pedro, and also in other countries such as France, Slovakia, Poland, and we are planning on moving further down the coast in Spain as well. Yeah. So, you know, we target the general sort of client that we have would be a person buying a property or selling the property and sending their money back to their own country. It's a simple way of coming on board. All they need to do is register online, and then they will be contacted by an account manager who will then explain the procedure to them.
Yeah. Like you said, 3% there, and some people may say, well, you know, I'm exchanging £50 into euros. Mm-hmm. Or the other way around, and I think, well, 3% is not a lot, but actually when you're talking about the prices that we could be talking about, that's
so
a lot,
isn't
it?
For example, if you were sending £100,000, it'd be up to £3,000. So, you know, the higher the, obviously we work with Engel and Volkers, so the higher end, obviously they're saving even more money. But not only do we work with people sending money for their properties, we also cover people's pensions, their mortgage payments that they want to send over from, say, the UK to here.
Yeah.
So,
as a question, do you feel that you're seeing a pickup in take up at the moment?
Absolutely. Yeah. At the moment, the majority of our clients are actually Scandinavian. However, we are seeing that a lot more British are buying at the moment and using our services as well. Yeah. Seems the pound's getting stronger.
Back to you then. I'm just going to ask really, how interlinked are these businesses? Because I know obviously you're all coming from different businesses, you're involved with slightly different angles. But how dependent are you on all the businesses doing the right thing in order to get the money going, sort of thing?
Well, to buy a property without money, it's not possible. So first of all, if you have it, you just have to transfer it somehow. Mm. And this is the easier way through a brokerage like Rational Fix to transfer it. However, if you don't have the money, you need to borrow it. So I think an independent agent today is the most clever thing to do, because each bank has its own way of lending, and a brokerage know exactly with your background to which bank you should go.
Yeah.
So this is the way everything links together, and we all work together, and we will continue to work together.
And just asking also, really, what sort of people are you seeing coming in? Is it mainly foreigners that are buying these properties that are the luxurious properties in Marbella?
Yeah, at the moment, just foreigners.
Yeah.
The Spanish market unfortunately disappeared in the last couple of years, and we see foreigners. I know that the official statistic is that the British have been the majority last year, followed by Norwegian and French. Mm. However, in the high market where we are working, mid to high market, we see less British, and we see all kind of clients. We see a lot of Swiss, we see a lot of French, a lot of Belgium, a lot of Russians, and basically all kind of the nationalities. And what is interesting to see is also 60% of our sold property last year have been sold to clients that have been searching over 1 to 2 years. So people were really waiting for the market to establish and bought.
Yeah, so now's a really good time because it is going to go up again eventually. And whenever that's going to be, you're going to make money on your property.
Yeah. It started to go up in prime locations where the market cleaned itself first. And I just hope that the people that will want to sell a property will be reasonable and see also the reality that people bought last year because the prices went down by 30 to 50%. That's why the buyers were here. If the prices will start to raise again, we will not see these buyers anymore.
So we need them to stay down for a little bit longer at least. one on the mortgage situation, that is, I've heard people say to me, and also on the radio show as well, we've not been able to get a mortgage, but suddenly the banks offered us a property and we've been able to get a mortgage on that. And I'm sure lots of estate agents are pulling their hair out because they're saying the banks are giving mortgages for their own properties but not for is that something you've come across as well?
Yes, certainly, if you're buying a bank-owned property, there is a very good chance they may be slightly more flexible on criterias. You may get slightly better interest rates and almost certainly higher loan to values. But there is a quid pro quo,
right,
which is that you will probably not get that property at the same price as you would if you were going to a private buyer with the same property. So the banks have used enhanced mortgage terms to try and help a sale. And certainly last year, the bank staff were only targeted on the sale of property. So if a client went in who had been to an estate agent and was buying a property direct and applied to the bank direct, there was a very good chance that the bank's member of staff who wasn't being targeted on getting a mortgage would actually try and take that client from the agent by offering them something else and telling them
that
they would get
that.
Better mortgage terms.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Now, you know, this year we will start to see that ease. Two reasons. One is that the banks have obviously been able to offload a lot of their properties to Sareb, which is the bad bank put together by the government. They are now very realistic. Fitch Ratings Agency had a report that came out this year that said since 2009, the banks have sold properties at 48% of their original valuation. And last year, they sold them at 70%. But this is not to individuals. This is big investment funds coming in and buying huge portfolios of property. So the banks are not quite so focused currently on perhaps selling to individuals. And
they are also not qualified to do it. How should employee in the bank know to sell a property?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. They do. And you know, a lot of people have been stung because, as you've quite rightly pointed out earlier, these may still be properties that don't have the correct licenses. And people think, well, I'm buying from a bank, it must be a perfectly kosher property. And often haven't used lawyers. And then they've come across problems like the bank hasn't paid the existing debts, like the EB or the community fees. So,
and then Hacienda come in and chuck another load of tax on top of you.
And then the Hacienda saying, "Well, actually, we think you paid. You underpaid for this." So, there have been a lot of problems, but I do think that, as I say, the key one is the banks are now finding other places to sell the properties, understanding they need to move them en masse, and there are mortgage targets in place now, so the bank staff are not going to be quite so focused on trying to drag the clients away onto one of their properties. But of course our business does mean that we do sit in between the bank and the client. So
which I think people need that, don't they? They need people that they can trust and rely. There's so much stuff going on around us, like all these things that are happening this year. We need people that we can talk to and just know that they're going to speak to us in layman's terms and actually that we can trust them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, just coming back to another point that was made earlier, you know, there are a lot of people came over here for the very short term. They made a quick buck while the market was really, really good. They were neither qualified estate agents or, you know, you could have been a plumber one day and a mortgage broker the next. Exactly the same with the currency. There were a lot of rogue companies here. And what has happened during the crisis, which has gone on a lot longer than most of us expected, is that the people who are left are the people who came here to set up professional, ethical businesses delivering a good service.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that overall will have been a good thing for the market and a good thing for future buyers.
I'm still feeling positive. Just going back to Rational FX here, and say you see a property you want, you get the money available. How long is the process of taking the money from one country to another? How long will that take?
The same day.
Yeah. Is that quick, is it?
Yes, it is.
And what sort of, how would I actually apply to be part of all that? How would that work?
So you can either give us a call direct to the private desk, either here or in the UK. And then we'll obviously have to register online, put all your details in there. And then an account manager would call you. And obviously they would be watching, depending on how soon you had to do it, they would be watching the rate for you to tell you the best time to send the money. And that also applies when you're sending your money back to your own country.
So how important is that advice for somebody who maybe not know how the markets work?
It's very important.
And it can, you know, it can be go by, you know, 1 cent in a day, but that can make a big difference.
Absolutely. So that's why it's a very good point that you've made, because by using us, that's our job. That's what we do all day, every day. So we can watch it for you and tell you. You can buy in advance. If you're sending your money home and you want to wait for a particular rate, you can do that by paying 10% and then sending the rest at a later stage, booking it in advance. Or we can just, you know, watch the rate for you and know when you want us to do the transfer for you.
So for you, it's all about finding a rate that the customer's happy with.
Yes. Well, and
because it could go up the next day, it could go down
the
next day.
Yeah, but that's why we have certain tools in place to cover all those fluctuations.
Yeah.
So that for somebody that doesn't really know much about it, that's another good reason why they should use us for that reason. That's, you know, what we're here for.
Interestingly enough, news out of the UK today was that mortgages went down in February, but they're putting it down to bad weather, of course, lots of flooding going on. But anyway, we're going to have a quick break, then we'll come back and get your contact details off you next here on TRE.
The Daily. Dave Hodgson.
Say hi, Dave.
Welcome back. Well, time has sadly beaten us, so I'm going to quickly just come to you briefly. We'll start off to my left, then we'll go to the right, and whatever you got to say in some contact details as well. So we'll start with you then, Smadder.
Oh,
you know, by the time the show finishes, I'll know how to say it. Go on.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Contact information and anything that you need to quickly just say.
The contact information for our we have first of all 5 shops in Mabea and 5 Engel & Völker shops, and the easiest is to contact our main shop on the Golden Mile, and telephone number is 952-868406, or just sending an email to marbeagoldenmile@engelvölkers.com. Well, we hope to hear from you. We have what to offer.
Good stuff. That sounds great. And Rational FX?
Yes, our contact number is 0207-220-8181 for the UK. And if you want to call us here in Spain, it's 603-169-482. We speak all languages, Scandinavian, etc.
And Liverpoodlian.
Even Liverpoodlian. And we can come and meet you at your agent's office or somewhere else, or you can come to our office and we can explain the procedure if you prefer to do it in person if you're in Spain. And obviously all we would do is give you a rate to compare to your bank, and then you can make your own decision.
You're a natural on the radio. There you are. See? First time. Finally, let's... Heather.
Yes.
I'm useless with names. You've noticed that already, though, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes,
Heather.
It's all right, because I get called Ever a lot, because the Spanish cannot pronounce an H.
Oh,
so.
They're from Yorkshire. Ever. Yeah.
As I said earlier, we're independent mortgage specialists, and we pride ourselves on giving professional and expert advice. We're not just a seller of mortgages. We can be contacted on Spain 952 459745. Our website is www.imsmortgages.com, or I can be emailed directly, heather@imsmortgages.com.
Okay, finally, quickly.
Yeah, I just wanted to give the email address, yeah, which is either bianca@rationalfx.com or info@rationalfx.com for anybody, any clients that want to give us a call, or any estate agents that would like to work with us.
Thank you very much. You all did really well, and that's fantastic. Really enjoyed it. Thank you. See you again soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.